Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing today? We thank God for another day to share His word with you. And today we're talking about God has not given us the spirit of fear. And too many people who are in the body of Christ, they're afraid of it. They're afraid. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? You have made Jesus the Lord of your life. King of kings, Lord of lords. The God who sets the heavens upright. And so many times people had us to pray for them, and we would go back and we'll do a checklist. And it comes down taking your eyes off of Jesus, putting a substitute in His way. Over in Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." It's everlasting strength. Over in the book of Proverbs, it talks about trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. Far too many times, we end up listening to the news more than we listen to God's word. More we will put that in our hearts. More you will not have your mind renewed by the word of God. Because in God there is peace. There is no fear. See, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So if you have fear in your life, it didn't come from here. Amen? It did not come from here. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you have what you want. You ask for it. You'll get that. Why? Because you're involved in his way of doing business on this planet. For God to be activated in your life, you're going to have to do what thus saith the Lord. You can't have God's provision in doing your own thing. Because, folks, when you think about it, we don't have a thing. Once you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, is what he says goes. Because you have said, you've given up on trying to figure out life for yourself. That was the greatest revelation I ever got. I couldn't figure it out. And I was steadily going down a path of no return. The greatest thing that anybody can say. See, and we get back into the position like Adam and Eve. You're in a garden, perfect husband, perfect wife, perfect relationship with the animals, perfect relationship with God. And what happened to them? The devil said he deceived Eve. That same thing with us. You're out of place. You're looking at something that's out of place. He conned them into believing that they didn't have it all, that God was lying to them. And you think about that. Why would he lie? Had anything he told them and given them wasn't good. But the devil deceived them into thinking that God wasn't good, that what they was experienced wasn't the best, and that they could have a better life doing it themselves. Sounds familiar? Because that's the same trick he plays with everybody today. if he can convince you that you're the smartest person on the planet, you go for his bait. And not think twice about it. Of course, we go a lot of times. You say, why are you full of fear? Is it you're looking upon things that are coming upon the earth? You're listening to things. I know a friend of mine, every time you run into him, he always wants to talk about what's going on in the news. It's almost like the fact that you don't know what's going on. He's got to inform you. Got to get going. Let me ask how you read your Bible. Well, you end the conversation quickly. When you want to start talking about things of God, he's nowhere to be found. And these days and time, you need God activated in your life that you perceive it. Because he's always activating your life to bless you. Constantly bless. But if you don't receive it, the devil is stealing it. I'm going to go over here to the book of Matthew. On your own time, read Matthew 6, verse 25 through 34. I'm going to hit verse 31. It says, therefore take no thought, saying, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, where are you going to clothe yourself? That is a major concern in believers' lives today. Not, I'm going to trust the Lord on my heart, lean not to my own understanding. All my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him, he directs my path. The birds don't think about, man, what am I going to do for breakfast in my morning? What am I going to do for dinner? Yeah, my feathers going to stay in. And the devil will give you the thought, and you say it. Take God's thoughts and say them. Take God's thoughts and say, what is his thought for you? That you live and not die. Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why? Because it is a benefit to you. I've been told, and I have not looked it up for myself, so there's some homework for you. There are no cuss words in Hebrew. Well, I said, that makes faith, because everything God is a blessing. He's for you, he's not against you. The curse is coming from the devil's side of the coin. You know, I talked to some people this week. They said, we're in Maryland, and we've gotten a lot of snow lately. And people have been saying, I haven't been to church in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, 2 weeks. And to me, how can you go somewhere that you're already in? Huh? And some people said no. To even our way we think about Jesus, God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, everything for so many people is off. People think about people who somewhere in a cave, up on top of a mountain, they real spiritual. You ever see Jesus stay up on the mountain all the time? Or in a cave all the time? You think about that. If Jesus had stayed like how these people say they're spiritual and how people look up to him, He would never have got hung on the cross. He would never be out ministering to anybody. Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and life. Nobody else. And when you substitute somebody else for him, then there you get into trouble. Because there's only one Savior, folks. There's only one Lord. His name is Jesus. But far too many people, you're playing a religious game. And you're already lost. And so I'm like, what do you mean I'm playing a game? But your life does not line up how God says it's supposed to line up, you're in trouble. When you find out you're in trouble, that's the best place to be. You're talking about I'm in trouble. Well, you know that now, you're in a good position to go where God wants you to go. If you don't know you're in trouble, you'll still get going down the same path. Yep, you ever been driving down the road, nice day, sun shining, plenty of gas, you know, maybe listen to music. You feeling good, looking good, and you're going the wrong way. But until you find out you're going the wrong way, you're going to keep on going there. Something around here, we ask new people, when last time you checked up on what you believe? You got scripture for what you believe. Scriptures, not just scripture, scriptures on what you believe. And very few times, because they people, they already in the know, that they don't come back and say, you know, I can't find scripture for what I believe. Not just scripture, they can't find one. Because I think about myself growing up, and, you know, if you listen to the show, even in our meetings, well, you know, it's like four Bibles in the house. They were never read. Now, if you got an insurance policy, say you got a car warranty or any type of product warranty, you're gonna read it to know what your rights are. And very few believers know what their rights are in Christ Jesus. That's why you get people hoping and a praying. I'm doing my best to make it in. One of these days, I'm going to be blessed. That sound familiar? If anybody wants you to know, it's the Lord Jesus. But just like in the Old Testament, a lot of people, they may be in this boat, where the Lord, he wanted all of them to be priests. No, no, Moses, you go talk to God, and then you come back and tell us what he wants. They had a privilege and an opportunity to know God well. They didn't take it. And a lot of believers like that today. People want to be celebrity Christians. See, they want everybody like you. And you say, what's wrong with that? They say, everybody didn't like Jesus. What, you know, makes you better than Jesus? Jesus said, if they will listen to me, they'll listen to you. If they don't listen to me, they won't listen to you. Not everybody wants to go to heaven. What? First time I heard that, that's what I said. What? You gotta be joking. There are people who hate God. People hate Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Christians. Boy, that's one thing you just look at the news these days, time. Get rid of the Jews and the Christians. And if you get rid of them, you get rid of the God. You know, people don't pay too much attention to things that don't work. Like, you know, you be going through the Bible, and, you know, Jesus is ministering, and they got to talking trash, you know. Well, you know, he cast out devils by Beelzebub. And he says, even Satan ain't that stupid. If he cast out himself, how does his kingdom stand? He said, how do your sons cast them out? You be the judge. See, because you know, if Jesus wasn't hitting on point, you wouldn't pay no attention to him. You wouldn't have to try to convince other people that, you know, he's off. But just like they said, it ain't gonna come and take our place away from us. You ain't got no place. Legal squatter now. Standing on ground you got no place standing on. Representing somebody you don't know. You know, like people running around saying they're a doctor and they're not. You know, like those seven sons of Steve, they, you know, trying to cast that devil out of that man, and the devil said, you know, I know Jesus, I know Paul, because they said, well, come out of him in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. So they recognized that Paul had authority. They recognized he had the name of Jesus. They recognized Jesus was how he was able to cast them out, so they tried it. They accepted Paul, but they didn't accept Jesus, and the demons knew that. We know Paul, we know Jesus. Who are you? We got authority over. In fact, we got authority over you. Say, folks, you're on the right team. You're on the right team if you know Jesus. But see, if you don't know your rights in Christ Jesus, you'll never be successful in life. No more that you go on a job and they give you an employee's handbook. And you don't know what's in the handbook. You don't know what time your break time. You don't know how much vacation time. You don't know how much sick leave. You don't know about your retirement benefits. You don't know none of that. You don't even know the code to get into the building. You have no access. And far too many believers are in the kingdom and don't know they have access. Remember last year we did teaching on, you know, God loves you. Tremendous feedback. That we have believers in the church don't know that Jesus loves them. Why? Why? He said, oh, that's the most ridiculous thing. You know how it comes down for a lot of people? How they feel. I don't feel God loves me. They're moved by their feelings. What's so wrong about being moved by your feelings? Feelings good, but to be run by them, you're in trouble, because they will change like the wind. Because how many people listening, you go to work because how you feel? Or you pay your bills by how you feel, or you pay your mortgage, you pay your rent by how you feel. You pay your credit card bill, how you feel. Cable bill, I don't feel like paying my cable bill this month. Well, you know, cable company could care less how you feel. But that check better be in the mail. They could care less. They ask you, well, how do you feel paying? Well, you don't feel so good, we'll let you slide. And you go to the grocery store, I don't feel like paying for these groceries. And go out to the store, I praise the Lord and see how fast you get tracked down. You know, or there's okay, this is a good one. You hear this a lot too. Only thing them churches want is your money. Only thing that grocery store wants is your money. Only thing that department store wants is your money. Only thing that car dealership wants is your money. They're not going to give it to you for free. The gospel is free to receive, but it came at a great cost. A cost that nobody on this planet singularly or corporately could have paid for. Why? Because we were all contaminated. We were all under the bondage of sin. The Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. Can't come close. But God so loved the world. God so loved you. That he gave him God's son. And so many times, like with today, a lot of people have tough times. Why? Because you want them. A lot of people, they want them. Why? Because Jesus has made provision for every person on this planet. But if you don't take the provision, you're going to be in want. Jesus died 2,000 years ago. Believers are still in bondage. And over the years, we've gotten a lot of help. See, that's why you got to read your handbook for yourself. You can't trust, just like I said with myself, you don't trust anything I say, go look it up in the book, see if it's there. Like I said, get back to the car, products you buy, you know, they give you owner's manual, tell you how to operate it. They want you to know because it's yours. You got to know, well, I don't know how to start this car. They will give you instructions how to do it. Just like you get back to the new job. Or the computer codes, how you get into different systems and things. Say, what kind of a company they give you a computer and don't give you the instruction how to turn on and get into the files? You mean tell me the God that you serve doesn't have more sense than that? My wife always laughs when I say, you know, a lot of atheists have more sense than people go to church every Sunday. The things that church people say about God, they have better sense. But if there's a God, and that's what he did, I want to part with it. They'd rather believe there is no God than to believe a God that most people talk about. For so many people, when you have to read the first three chapters of Genesis, and it will answer your problems about why God allows things in this planet the way he does. See, that is going to come to an end. See, the ball is in your court. Just like when Jesus hanging on the cross between those two thieves, one went with Jesus and one didn't. And both of them, that was their choice. And you have a choice. You can choose, I will not be afraid. Why? Because God has not given me the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. I choose not to fear. There'll be no fear in this house in Jesus' name. See, over in the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14. That's another good one for people to say, why does God like things happen the way they do? See, when you have children, when they're little, and they do something, like they, you know, break somebody's window out of their house or some paintball, people are knocking on your door. They don't knock on the child's door because the child ain't got no door. Amen? But the day when the child is out of your house, praise the Lord, and they drive in their own car, in their own house, and all that kind of stuff, they don't come knocking on your door. They go to the child's house and knock on their door. Why? Because they are at the age of accountability. And over in the book of Numbers, it's a good place to look where the people had a time of being accountable at a certain age. It was 20 years old. They murmured against God. And if you were 20 years old, and up, and you murmured against God, you didn't get to go into the promised land. You was 19 and 11 months, you got to go in. Oh, see, God, he is very fair. He's more than fair. See, he says, choose life that you and your seed may live.